Our family.
Hello and welcome to Our Family, the series of podcasts brought to you by the Harlisiu Fertility Clinic. You often read or hear successful stories about our patients' IVF journeys, and they sometimes feature babies who have just been reborn. Other times we tell story of HSSC babies who are definitely not babies anymore. We always love to hear about how much they've grown since they were just little embryos. Today's story is about Louise, her husband David, and their two children, Florence and Caspian. Florence and Caspian were already on our website in September to announce the new school year. Today's story is about Louise, David, Florence and Caspian, told by Louise. Here is Louise telling me her story.
Hello.
Louise, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Please tell us your story. How did you find the Harlisiu Fertility Clinic and how long ago?
It was 2015, I believe. And I was actually with another clinic at the time. And we were living in South London and I found a local clinic. I was with them for not a year, but nearly. And I just felt that I wasn't getting the answers that I needed or the guidance. Because I went into IVF not really knowing much about it, like not many people do. You start these things with a very open mind and lots of hope, but I really didn't know what was involved. And I went to this clinic and they just weren't helpful. And to cut a long story short, I Googled Harley Street and IVF and two clinics came up. And the first one, they didn't answer the phone. And so the second one was Harley Street Fertility Clinic. I'm not sure how long from then I got an appointment and we came in within weeks. And it was just from then on a very, very professional, helpful, caring, knowledgeable journey. And we learned so much in those first few weeks about the process, what was possible, what wasn't possible, what could happen, what might happen. And it was, as you say, it was meant to happen.
How long have you been married before you came to us? And did you have any health problems?
No, David and I had actually been together. We've been together 26 years. We met in 1995. I was just 21. And he's 7 years older than me. And I always wanted children. And he always... Sorry, I'm getting upset now. It's always an emotional thing, not believing or not thinking you'd ever have children, and this constant hope and want or need, I think is what pushed me so far to really want to go through IVF, because it was like the last option really. And we David took a little while of persuading. And I don't think we started until I was 40. So it was late. You know, it was a late start. And I think from the time that we'd started, we were giving it a year. We thought, well, we'll give it a year naturally and just see what happens. And pregnancy test after pregnancy test after pregnancy test just wasn't happening. So that's why we then went to the other clinic. And then I think it was August, I think, around August time of 2015 that we came to you.
How long you went to the other clinic? You said that you mentioned before you had a cyst. Can you please tell us this?
Yes. So the other clinic was telling me that I had this cyst, and every month I went to see them, and I was just having a scan after scan after scan that I had a cyst on my ovary. They told me that I'd probably need surgery. They wanted to put me on the pill, which just sounded counterintuitive to me, you know, completely the opposite thing of what I wanted to do, go on the pill, get pregnant. It just didn't make sense to me. But after meeting Dr. Venkat and hearing about the possibilities, she told me, well, I can aspirate that. And I said, okay, I'll book that in. She said, no, I can do it today. Uh-huh. And within half an hour, I'd had an ibuprofen and paracetamol, had some water, I sat in the waiting room for a bit. I was called up. And then I went back into the the little room next to her room. I can remember it very well. And she had to insert a needle, and the needle went through the wall of my vagina into the ovary. She aspirated this water, and that was it. I went home. And I think after that, the cyst being aspirated, I can't remember the exact timing, but treatment then happened and started very, very soon. It must have been weeks, because I was in the right time of my cycle to start injections for getting the eggs ready. We didn't, because of my age, I was 42 by now. Dr. Venkat was still, because I was ovulating properly, I was having periods, there were no other issues. You know, we didn't know how many eggs that she would be able to collect. But, and Marion was there on the day that my eggs were collected, and we got 16, which is incredible. I remember her, when I woke up in the recovery room, she said it was a huge success, and there were 16 eggs. And so we were going for fresh cycle with Florence the first time. And we had, I think I had embryos implanted. And the others, we had four frozen. So we kept four that continued on to, I think, day five. And they all did well. So Florence was born in the following July, following year, 2016. And I had a very comfortable, healthy pregnancy. I loved being pregnant. That feeling that you never thought you'd feel. And it was just amazing. And you took every day as a blessing, knowing that there's a baby. Sorry, there's a baby growing inside you. And it was just, it was so special. And I loved it. And then, still the day that Marion told me I was pregnant, I said, I never believed it. And I didn't believe it week after week and scan after scan when I came back. And I said, I still didn't believe it, still don't believe it. And then the day that she was born, you really do believe that this baby is yours. And I went, I had to, because of my age again and IVF, you're in the hospital, you're led by a consultant. So I had to be induced at 39 weeks, and induction started, I think, on a Wednesday. Florence did not want to come out.
She was comfortable.
She was comfortable. And I think early Saturday morning, contraction started, and she finally arrived Sunday morning. I had to go into theatre in the end and had forceps, so she needed some help coming out. But it was a vaginal birth, which I really wanted to experience, even though the pain was incredible. Labour pains, something I will never forget, but you do. And a friend I've since met through NCT, she was down the corridor. She was also in labour and she heard me screaming. So we really bonded over that experience. And it's a special thing, pain and labour. But yeah, so she arrived early the next morning on Sunday. And the first 2 weeks of having her home and being with Davood and being a family, it's just the best feeling in the world. Mm-hmm. Absolutely amazing. I'd do that. I'd do the 2 weeks, those first 2 weeks, over and over again. You just feel like you're in heaven. Absolute heaven. It was very special.
I'm not saying anything because I love listening to you. Dr. Venka will listen to this podcast. And she knows, but it's good to be reminded what a wonderful job she does. What a wonderful job she has.
Absolutely. It's so special. And the thing about IVF is, and it isn't for everybody. It doesn't work for everybody. It isn't accessible to everybody. And I am so grateful that every time I've had a cycle or I've gone through treatment, it's worked. You know, so it is something that I know that I'm very, very lucky that it worked for us. It worked first time. It worked on a fresh cycle. It then went and worked later with the frozen embryos, but sadly I did miscarry after 9 weeks. So I know the ups and downs, and I know the emotions of hope and fear and the sadness and the grief. And even though we'd already had Florence, I still felt that with the second pregnancy. And, you know, I think, I don't take it for granted at all. And I do feel extremely lucky that I know some people just don't have the success so quickly. And Dr. Venkat was always very hopeful for me. And she was amazing through the whole process. She really was. I felt like I was her only patient, you know, in a way. And I know she was so busy with so many other people, but you feel so looked after, so cared for, so special. And all the other staff as well. Just amazing.
Our family.
Yes.
Our family.
Tell us about Caspian. When did you arrive?
I miscarried in June of 2018, and we gave it, I think, a few months just to understand what had happened and feel that loss, I think. But we knew that time was still running out, and I had these two frozen embryos still, so we still had a chance, we still had hope. And I think we came back in to see you, I think maybe in the October. And I think we started treatment almost immediately. And because they were frozen, obviously I didn't have to do the treatment before, but it was a case of progesterone, I think. And all those needles, again, with IVF, go into this fear, knowing it's lots of needles and tests and blood. And I was frightened of all of that. But you soon overcome it, and soon becomes part of your life. I even had neighbours, when David was away, to do the progesterone injection, which is quite a big needle at the top of my bottom. I had a neighbour come and do it for me because I just couldn't do it. But so there's a lot of people involved in the process, and it was another special bond as well for my neighbour. So we went into treatment quite quickly, and I think I was pregnant, must have been in the November, and we had two embryos implanted again, and Caspian was one of them, and he was born again in the July of 2019. So I've got two July babies. It's so nice to reminisce about it and think about what we actually went through, because there's so much involved. It takes over your life with the injections and the planning of the medication and when you take it and what you've got to take. I still dream about, have I had my progesterone injection? You know, I still wake up and think, oh, I haven't had my medicine, and I've got to do an injection. So it takes a while to leave you, because I think you're so programmed to take it at the right time. I think I was injecting twice a day for something, and it does take over your life. But you're constantly thinking of the end product and what could be, and it's an emotional time. It really is. And the support from the clinic was amazing. Really was amazing.
A message for other couples who are thinking, who are considering IVF?
I think if you've got this far to be in conversation with the clinic and have the choice to be able to try, absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, you can't, if you've got the chance to try, I would definitely give it a go. I think the support that you've got with everyone there, otherwise you'd regret not giving it a go. And I know I'm one of the lucky ones, because I don't think your statistics covered that someone over 42 and then 45. So I gave birth at 43 and at 46. So it shouldn't have worked for me. But it did twice.
Does Florence, because she's older, does she know about IVF and how she was created?
Oh, no, not at all. And we're not going to keep it from her. I will absolutely tell her when the time is right and when she can understand it, because all she knows at the moment is that she knows that I had Caspian. So she knows that a baby came out of mummy's tummy, but no, she doesn't know how they got there or how he got there.
We'll,
that's our question.
We'll have the book to tell her. Maybe we'll
exactly,
have...
Yes. We had some help. Yeah, I know. I will never keep it from her. I don't think that's fair, and that's my personal decision. And no, we will definitely tell her that she was very special and made with the help of a very special lady and her team.
Thank you. Thank you. And we are looking forward to seeing more pictures from you with Florence and Caspian. We love them. In the winter, it's cool. In summer, we don't have. So maybe from the parties as well.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
We'll keep in touch. Yes.
All the time. Absolutely.
It was lovely to catch up with this beautiful family and see how the two children have grown so quickly. If you'd like to find out more about IVF, please visit our website and stay tuned for other amazing stories. A podcast by Telia Cora.
Our family.